We are in Daf Vav Amid Beis, the bottom line. Tanan Hasam, we learned Hamishnah Peye, Elu Devorim She'ein Lahem Shiur, Hapeya Vahabikurim Boro'oyein Ugmilus Chasodim V'Salmo Torah. Before we go into the sugya, let us just see Rashi and Tosfos on this, and then we'll go into the sugya. Zogt Rashi, Tnan Hosam Bemeseches Peya, Hapeya, Loinos Noboy, Toiro Shir, There's no Shir Mina Toiro. Afal Pi Sheyesh Lepeya Shir, even though there is a Shir for Peya, Chachomim Nos Noboy Shir, Achas Mishishim, that's a Shir the Rabbonim. V'chein HaBikurim, V'lokachta Mereshis Kol Pri Adoma, V'loinema Kama. And that's how this comes into our sugya, lekamon meforish. Let us see Tosfos. She'ein lahem shir hapeya, d'chsiv loisechale pa'asotcho, that it says that the one should not be mechale pa'asotcho, and there's no shir how large this peya should be. Midaraisi, minatoire, there's no shir. Dilu midarabonon, ho oma, beperik, reishis hageis, ein poichsin, lepeya, afilu bechutzlorat, that's the barskirse, poches, mishishin. Midarabonon, there is a shir that one has to give at least 1/60th for peya. Period. So Tosfos just brought down Shitas Habavli, that Shitas Habavli, Tosfos says that that's what Rashi also said, that Midrabonon, there is a shir of Achas Mishishim. But now Tosfos says, that's Babli. Upligi Ameiroi B'Yerushalmi, but in the Yerushalmi, there is a Machlokes Ameiroim in this Nekuda. Chad Omar Ein Lehem Shir Lemailo V'Loi Lemato. One Ameira holds that there's no shir lemailo, that means you can give as much pay as you want, v'loy lemato, and there's no minimum shir. Achita akleima, yucha lifchois ad chite. One can give a chite of the field, that will be the paye. Ulamaila kol sadeyu. That is the dierai sedike, shir, there's a minimum shir of a kolshu, a chite, and a maximum shir of the whole field. V'chad omar, and another man, the omar says there, l'maylo ein lo shir, that means l'maylo, there's no shir, one can make the whole field pay it, or l'mato yeshlo, but there is a minimum shir l'mato, and we'll see later in Tosfos, that Tosfos learned pshat that minatayra there's a shir olamato yeshlo, but there's a shir achas mishishim minatayra. So eladom shen la shir only means lamailo. Uboi mai binayu. So then the Yerushalmi asks, what's the difference? Kloima. So Tosfos explains what is the kasha. Vadai lekule alme ike. That the ike shir lamata midrabbonon, that's the barskirse. So let us just explain what Tosfos is saying over here. We'll see as this Tosfos progresses, or later on Tosfos Dav Zayin, that Tosfos learned pshat that the machlokes, if there is a shir lamato, there's not a shir lamato, is a machlokes min ha-toyre. There's one man, the other one, min ha-toyre, there's no shir lamato, and you can give a chite. And the other man, the other one, holds that min ha-toyre, there's a shir lamato, you have to give at least 1/60th. Uboi, then the Yerushalmi asks, mai binayu? So Emerson, the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, says, if that is Pshat, so what's Pshat? My Benayu? The Machlokes is, if If mina Torah you have to give 1/60th, or mina Rabbon you have to give 1/60th. What's this innocent question, my benayu? So therefore, Taisus says, a klaimah. Taisus wants to explain, you can't take the my benayu face value. The klaimah, vadi lekula al meika, but according to everyone, you have to give 1/60th. So what's the chilek? It's, if it's mina Torah, mina Rabbon, but lemaisa you have to give. There's a shir of achas mishisha. Umeshani, so the Yerushalmi answers as follows. The nafkamina will be in piches mishishin. What if he did not do what he should have done? He gave less than 1/60th. Is lamanda omar ein lo shir klal? According to the mandi omar, that mina teire, there's no shir. Is masha nosa nosa? So lamaisa, he gave payin. Upoter me pay. So that means the Rabbonon said that the Shia pay should be 1/60th, but he didn't do that. He gave 1 chite. But minat Torah, that also is a shame pay. Is masha nosa nosa. So that's called he gave pay. Upoter me pay, and the field is now poter me pay. That means the Rabbonon said lechatchili you should give 1/60th. If he didn't give 1/60th, so finish. So he wasn't mekayim. They didn't pay it the way the Rabbonon said it should be given, but Lemaise bripata the field already. Upota mi pay it. Vim hoisif. And now if later he wants to be frum and he wants to go and give more than the schite, is chayiv b'maisa. So then that what he'll give to the oni is chayiv b'maisa. That means as follows. The b'emesin matnis aniyim are Peye is potter mina maise, because there's a drosha that the whole chi of maise is only when there's a yichis of a Yisrael over a Levi. But in Peye, they're both shoving some amelas, so therefore there's no din maise. But what is the din if he gave a chit already? So he passed the field already. So this is the matnas aniyim. So if he decides to be moisef on this shear, so since minat Torah it's potter already and did not give it for basachas, it's chayiv b'maiser. So the oni will have to be mafresh maiser from it because it doesn't get Hashem pay it since it wasn't given by basachas. Uleman di omar yesh loy shear lamato. According to the man, the Omar that holds Yesh Loi Shir Lamato, that there is a Shir, Minat Torah, there's a Shir of 1/60th. Is Masha Nosan Nosan. So also the din is that the Oni can keep that which was given to him. Ve'einai Potter Min Peye. But this Chita that was given does not part of the field from Peye because there's a Shir of Achas Mishishim. Ve'zocha Ha'oni. But since he gave it to the oni was zoiche, umechuyev b'maisa. But the chite that he gave to the oni is chayev b'maisa. Because that chite is not payer. So he never gave payer, never got a shame payer. So the nafkemine between the, if you hold, yesh leishir lamato, and ein leishir lamato, there's a double nafkemine. There's a nafkemine in the sode. Does the sode become niftar from the chiyuv peye? If you hold ein leishir lamato, some amela, the sode became niftar from the chiyuv peye. And another nafkemine is, if that what the oni received, does he have to be mafresh meiser from that? So if you hold ein leishir lamato, so it doesn't have to be mafresh meiser from that. That is a shame peye. If you hold yesh leishir lamato, is umechuyev b'maiser. So that what the oni received, that chit is also umechuyev b'maiser because it's not payah. Ad sheyashlim shishim b'basachas. In order for it to have a shame payah, is to give shishim b'basachas. The loy havi payim loy shilim loy b'basachas. It doesn't have a shame payah if he doesn't give 1/60th. Uporich amai loy choshev tumen. Now, the Yerushalmi asks Akasha, why did the Mishneh, Eilu Dvom Shein Lam Shir, Apeyo Vabikurim, why didn't it mention Trumah?
Umishani tifta mipnei hamachlokes. So the Yerushalmi answers, the Teretz is mipnei hamachlokes. Now, let us see the Bach's Girsa. Ve'ein machlokes loshen plukte. Machlokes here does not mean that there's a machlokes tanoim. And we'll see later in Teisvah's Hezabshat in the Yerushalmi, that machlokes does mean plukte. But now Teisvah is saying a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. So according to this pshat in Yerushalmi, so ein machlokes loshen plukte. Now machlokes is dumye de machlokes b'shishneim adukim b'toyref. That says machlokes b'shishneim adukim b'toyref. That means if you have shneim oichzim b'shtar, and both are holding the toyref of the shtar, so there's yachloiku, you divide it. So machlokes is a loshen choluk. Kloimer, not that it's a disagreement, no, it's choluk. You chiluk the shavis of the shtar. It's kloimer sheyesh bo chiluk. The Omar Rabbi Yosi, that's the girls in the Yerushalmi, the Omar Rabbi Yosi, oisa odom kol sodeyu bikurim. V'loi Omar oisa kol sodeyu truma dabinen reishish sheshiren ikorim bepeirik bakel ma'arvi. And now, let us, before we explain what Teisva says, just on a give a shtickel hagdom over here, because we'll see Teisva's later has a different pshat pachlal in the Yerushalmi. And if we look in the Yerushalmi, we'd understand why Teisva did not want to say this pshat. In the Yerushalmi, it says as follows, in our gears in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha, why doesn't it say Trume? Tifta mipnei hamachlokes. Period. Then it says, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Oisi Odom kol sodeyu bikurim, v'loi Omar Oisi kol sodeyu trume. So the pashtus loshna Yerushalmi is that this is a second teretz. Rabbi Yosi said a second teretz, and tifta mipnei hamachlokes is a first teretz. So we have here two terutzim in the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi did not mention trume. The way Taisvis is learning Pshat in the Yerushalmi, so Taisvis is Geiris de Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, de Omar Rabbi Yochanan, or de Omar Rabbi Yosi, who it really says in the Yerushalmi, that is an explanation why Trume is Cholot from Peyer. So de Omar, so this is how Taisvis is saying Pshat. De Omar Rabbi Yosi, Oise Odom Kol Sodeyu Bekurim. That you can't say truma ein loy shir lemaylo because you cannot make the whole field truma. You can make the whole field bikurim, but you can't make the whole field truma. So since you can't make the whole field truma, so therefore you can't say in this mishnah ludvom she'ein lam shir. Lemaila, because it does have a shear. You have to leave over something in the field, so that's yeshloi shear. Now, why can you not make the whole field trume? Dobeinon reishis sheshireo nikorim. That means that reishis de goncho, it should be the reishis of the digun, but it seems it's left over. There's left over to it. She needs sheshireo nikorim, that there has to be chulin that is left over. So you cannot make the whole field trume. So therefore, it does not fit into the Mishnah of Eilu Dvorim She'ein Lam Shir. Ma She'ein Kein Bikurim, you could make the whole field Bikurim. Perek Bekol Ma'arvin. Hasivun, so the Yerushalmi asks, on this memra of Rabbi Yosi, Harei Peye De'in Odom Oise Kol Sodeyu Peye, the same halacha applies by Peye. Cannot make the whole field pay it. You have to be keitzer achite, and then you can make the rest pay it. But you cannot, without being keitzer achite, you cannot make the whole field pay it. That means a chelik of the field has to be not pay it. So you see, the Mishnah was not medayik on a chelik mashu. The Mishnah was mefaret pay it. And pay it also, you need a tziris dover before you can make payah. So just like the Mishnah was mefaret payah, so truma should also fit into the Mishnah. Or mishani, in the Yerushalmi answers, ad shalei kotzo shiboyles, leinishayiv sadeyu payah. Now there's a tremendous difference between payah and truma. By payah, before the tzire, there's no chiyuv of payah. Klaima. The receive pasotcho, when is there a chiyuv of nesinis payah? Bikutz recho. After you were kaitzer. Tolo rachmone payah bikotzer, that the chiyuv payah is dependent if there was a kotzer. Vahochi koma. So this is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is chayiv bepayah. That means the ktsira rishayne is the machayev of payah. Tosman, there's no ktsira, there's no chiyev of payah. And the minute you become a chuyev in payah, there's no shir how much you can give. Whatever is left over can be given. The first ktsira is only, that is the machayev, that is machayev the payah. Vachikam, the mishim is chayev be payah ain lo shir. Let us explain a little better. Mashain came by Trume. By Trume, the Rishalmi says, what is the Mechayiv of Trume? The Gmar Meloche, Miruach. So Fakert, I made Gmar Meloche already. Now that the Tvue, Shenis Malcho, is Chayiv Betrume, I have a Chayiv Trume, now I have to leave over something. I cannot make this whole Dogon, the whole Tvue, that was nis'asif, and after Gmar Meloch, I cannot make this. There's a chi of truma, and I cannot make the whole thing truma. Because there's a din of shirayim, you need shirayim nikorim. So memele, so that is the difference between peyeh and truma. Peyeh, the minute when it becomes mechuyiv bepeyeh, whatever is mechuyiv bepeyeh can be made peyeh. Mashen came by truma, whatever is mechuyiv betruma cannot be made completely truma. You have to, after the chiyuv truma, you have to leave over shirayim. So you can't say, ein lo shir lamaylo. Now, Taisvus asks Akasha, b'chiteime bikurim nami, now this is Taisvus Akasha and the Yerushalmi. That means, if we will say that the whole makor, that truma needs shirayim, is from the Loshon of Reishis, and that's why, and since in Nitzhiraim it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, is Bikurim Nami Oksiv Reishis, Liboi Shiraim Nikorm Kamoi Betrume. So Taisus answers, the Mabina Lehosam Reishis Kurl Bikurei Kurl, that there's a ribui, that even though it says Reishis, of this din Bikurei Kurl, that everything can become Bikur. That is how Taisus, it seems, was Mekabel, Pshat in the Yerushalmi. He says that it's all one big teretz. Tifta b'bnei ha-machloikis is that Trume is Choluk, and Rabbi Yossi explains why Trume is Choluk from Peyer. Va'ani ha-yisi meforish. Now Taisva says, but I would learn a different pshat in Yerushalmi. I would not learn de Omar Rabbi Yossi that it's a hemshech, that Rabbi Yossi is explaining why it's cholak. Rabbi Yossi is another teretz. Rabbi Yossi is saying that it doesn't mention truma because truma is yesh lo shir, finished. B'nei ha-machloikis is another teretz. So now you have to explain what's pshat in this teretz. Bani ayisi meforish mibnei ha-machloikis, because there's a difference between truma and peyeh. Ayin yofe, ayin ro, ubeinenis, lafuki hach, de inyonom shove. That means, by bikurim, there's a din echod mishishim, by peyer, there's a din echod mishishim, and by trume, there's different shiurim. It's choluk from the shiur of peyer and bikurim. This is ayin ro, ayin yofe, ובינינס. אין רו זה אחד משישים, אין יופי זה אחד מהבוים, ובינינס זה אחד מחמישים. לדעבויני, I don't understand this מהלך in the Yerushalmi. Because whatever pshat is that the yesh lo shir lamato, the rabbon, whatever the shir is, the rabbon or the raise, yesh lo shir lamato, so the shir lamato is different than the shir lamato of bikurim and peya. The shir lamato of bikurim and peya is echad mishishim. And here it's cholok, it's echad me'aboyim, echad me'chamishim, echad mishishim. Ein in yonam, in yonam shovet, Pei and Bikurim have the same Shir Lamato, and Truma does not have the same Shir Lamato. That's more or less the Teretz. Now, Bishloime, if the Mishnah would have mentioned the Shir Lamato, would say, so it's good. So Truma does not enter, this mispar of Eilu Dvorim Sheilam Shir, because Tum is a different Shir Lamata. But the Mishnah Bechlal doesn't mention the Shir Lamata. The Mishnah is speaking about Eilu Dvorim Sheilam Shir. So we're speaking about the Shir Lamayla, we're speaking about Minatayr, and this is what with the Rabbonon, whatever the Mishnah Bechlal, the Shir Lamata is Bechlal not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Shir Lamata b'Emerson is a stira to the Mishnah. Eilu Dvorim, the Mishnah says, Ein Lahem Shir, and the Shir Lamata is a kocher is a stira to the Mishnah. No, we're not speaking about the Shir Lamata. Or it's only a Rabbonon. Whatever the Cheshbon is, the Mishnah is not speaking about the Shir Lamata. It doesn't mention the Shir Lamata. So since it doesn't mention the Shir Lamata, So why can't we speak about Truma also? What the Mishnah is speaking about, Taka, the Shir Lamata of Truma is different than the Shir Lamata of Pei and Bikurim. But if the Mishnah would have mentioned the Shir Lamata, so then I would understand. So therefore we can't speak about Truma, because Truma ain't, it's not the same type of Shir Lamata that Pei and Bikurim have. But if the Mishnah Bechlal isn't speaking about the Shir Lamata, the Mishnah is ignoring the Shir Lamata, the Mishnah is only speaking about the Eilu Dvorim She'ein Lahem Shir, so in Ein Lahem Shir is Truma the same Yachsin like Peya Bikurim. So Davon, you don't understand exactly what Tosfos learned Pshat in this Mahalach. No, in the Etzim Teretz of Tosfos, perhaps could be that what Tosfos says, ain't it the Lafuki Hachtin Yonam Shove, perhaps Tosfos is not only differentiating between Trume and Peya, that there are different numbers, that Peya is Echad Mishishim, and Trume is Echad Me'aboyim, Echad Me'chemishim, could be it's more than that. Could be, Ein in Yonam Shavin, Tosfos means to say as follows, that by Bikurim and Peye, there's a shear that this amount of Tfuah has to be given. 1/60th has to be given. So it's a shear in the Dover Hanitan. 1/60th have to be given. The shear of Trume, the shear was never given in the Trume, the shir was given in the Noisein HaTrume. That means if you're an Ayin Yofi, you give so much. That means the shir Bechlal is a different type of a shir. This is a shir in the, by Bikurim and Peye, it's a shir in the Dover HaNitein. And that means this fraction has to be given for Peye, this fraction has to be given for Bikurim. And by Trume, the shir was given not in the Dovon, in the Nois, and how much you should give of this. Could be that's, could understand a little better, the it's more boilet, the difference between Trume and Pei. V'oit, now Tosfos wants to say another Mahalach in the Yerushalmi, that's similar to the second Mahalach, that you're not goyres de Omar Rabbi Yosi, no Omar Rabbi Yosi. And the Dvakert, the Mipnei HaMachloikis is a Teretz Bifnei Atzmai. And according to this third pshat, Mipnei HaMachloikis means, as a Lashem Plukte, there is a Machloikis Tanoim. Terumah was not mentioned in the Mishnah because there is a machlokes tanoim. What is the machlokes tanoim? The pligi b'meseches terumah. This yesod gufa, is there a shia for terumah? Is there not a shia for terumah? It's a machlokes tanoim. We learned in the pligi b'meseches terumah is amar b'terumah. What if a person wants to give more terumah than the normal shear? Rabbi Lezer Oime, echad me'asor. The most you can give is 1/10. Yes, like terumah ma'aser. So the maximum shear of terumah is 1/10. Yes, mikan, if he gave more than a tenth, ya'aser terumah ma'aser l'moke macher. So the rest of the terumah, which is in the Staruvis, it gets a din of Trumas Meisel. The rest, it can only make a tenth Truma. The rest is Chulin. But the Chulin is Tovul of Trumas Meisel. So Memele, Jasa Trumas Meisel and Mokimach. Rabbi Shmuel Oime, Machze Chulin and Machze Truma. Rabbi Shmuel said the maximum Shia Truma is a half. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Achi Yeshayer Shom Chulun. Rabbi Kiva said, you can make the whole thing Truma, but you need Shirayim, you need Shirayim Niko. Before Birshalmi, what is Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? How did Rabbi Shmuel get the Shir of Machze Chula, Machze Truma? Time in Rabbi Shmuel, the Reish is the Goncho, Tayel Reish is Yiki Dogon, that the Reish is the Truma and the Dogon should be equal. So what is pshat in the last pshat in Taisvis? So pshat is that mitnei machlokes, that means the tane, that means the last pshat in Taisvis is saying as follows. That what according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a din shirani koim, you have to leave over a minute chelik. That is not a stire to ein lo shir lamayla. You can make the whole thing truma. You have to leave over a mashu, that's nothing. A mashu does not make that it's ein lo shir. No, but that gufe, that you could make the whole thing truma besides a mashu is a machloikis. According to Rabbi Elezer, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can only make a certain amount truma. You can only make a tenth truma, you can only make a half truma. So since this is a debatable statement, Eilu Dvorm Shein Lam Shir HaTruma, it's only good according to Rabbi Kiva, it would be good. According to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Elezer, the Mishnah couldn't mention Truma. So that's the Yerushalmi. Bibneha Machloikis, that means Bibneha Plutis, a Machloikis Tanoim. So that's why the Tana wanted to go according to everyone. I feel according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elezer, that's why the Tana Bechlal did not mention Truma. Vahabi Kurim, Ein loy shir loy lamaylo veloy lamata. That means the minatayre, there's no shir loy lamaylo velamata. Hoda porich birishalmi rabrech yeboi loma loy taninen ofo lesoite eifa pore, how much eifa pore you should put into the mayim chaim to make mechatos, roik yevome dam tzipa shal mitzayre. So these things also is ein lahem shir. Omer Rabbi Yosi, lo yasinem b'masnisen, ele dvorim shum moisef aleim, v'yesh basiyoson mitzvah. Taisus means, v'yesh b'taisvoson mitzvah. That's what Taisus means. That's how the Goyim says in Shnei Seliyon, the Turiyevin says like this. V'eilu afo pishe moisef aleim, ein basiyoson mitzvah, ein b'taisvoson mitzvah. That means the Mishnah is only speaking about And this is the lashon of the goyin that is not that there's a certain amount that's bechuyev, and the rest is kol amar bereizem meshubach. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Eildom shein lamshir. One can be marbe and reizem meshubach, but by these inyonim the ribui does not. By these inyonim the ribui does not. There's no shvach. There's no mitzvah in the ribui. So Memela, so that's why the Mishnah is not speaking about it. Gemilas Chasodim, B'Yerushalmi, Hoda Taime Begufoy. The Mishnah that says that Gemilas Chasodim is Ein Lo Shir, is Hoda Taime Begufoy. Avol Bebamoinoi, Yesh Lo Shir. Obol Gemilas Chasodim Bebamoinoi, there's a Dinah Yivazvez Yaisa Mechaymish. So Mamele, so the Mishnah is speaking about Milas Chasodim Begufa. Ubikir Choylim the Ein Lo Yishir Kede Isa Benedorim. So why doesn't it say Bikir Choylim? Habi Bechlal Gmilas Chasodim. So Taisha says that falls into the category of Gmilas Chasodim. Now, L'chayre D'rehitis Loshen HaTaisvis, Taisvis is asking Akasha. Taisvis is asking Akasha, the Gemara says in the Dorim, Taflametesam et Beis, Tanya, Bika Choylem Ein Loishir, the Gemara says, what does it mean, Ein Loishir? So one shot the Gemara is, Afilo Meya Pomim Bayoim. Ein Loishir. There's no Shir, he was, Ein Loishir, Afilo Meya Pomim Bayoim. So Taisvis seems to be asking Akasha, so why isn't Bikir Choylem also mentioned in the Mishnah of Peyer? So Taisvis answers, Habe Bechlal Gmilas Chasodim. No, that's one oifen of Gmilas Chasodim. It says, that's Gmilas Chasodim Shebegufoi. And the Mishnah says, Gmilas Chasodim Ein Loishir. No, what bothered me was that lechayrech. I mean, that's poshet. What was Taisvus have mean? What is Taisvus asking? Why is it mentioned? Why doesn't it mention bikur chaylim? So they say, oh, that's b'chal gemilas chasodim. It's a kashin, a teretz. I mean, that's poshet. The Rambam in Perik Yedal Mehilchis Ovel. So the Rambam says, mitzvus asei shal devrayim, levakeh choylem, lenachem aveilim, and he has all other tzetel, and to be mekabel meisim, and he feels zeis, ve'eilu hein gmilus chasodim shebegufay. All this, that's gmilus chasodim shebegufay. And so the first marshal of gmilus chasodim shebegufay was bikeh choylem. And Taisus is asking it for Akasha. What else is Milas Chasodim Shebegufa? I mean, why? What? It's not a Psakasha in the Teretz. But then I was Nesoyre that Be'emison Lechayre Loyal Taisus Tulunay Seinu. Lechayre is a Gemara Mesech the Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. We also have the same problem. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said there are six things that Adam Oichel Peresein Boilam Azeh Vakeren Kayemes Loilam Abo. Six things. And one of the six things are Bikacholim. That's one of the six things. So the Gemara Sakasha and Rabbi Yochanan, we learned a Mishnah, Eilu Dvorim Shodom Oichel Perisein Boilam Azeh, Vakeren Kayemes Al Oilam Abo, it says Gemilas Chasodim, and Talmud Torah, it says a few, and it doesn't say Bikacholim. So Akashe, so here he mentions six things, Achnos Aseichem, Rabbi Yechon Adachim said Achnos Aseichem, and Bikacholim, that's Adam Oichel Perisein Boilam Azeh Vakeren Kayemes Oilam Abo, and the Gemara in Shabbos says the Mishnah only says Gmilas Chasodim. It doesn't say Bikacholim. Akash. So the Gemara answers, Hani Bahani Shaychi. No. The Mishnah says Gmilas Chasodim. Bikacholim also falls into the category of Gmilas Chasodim. So the problem we had on Taisvis, it seems the Gemara also held that we can understand Gemilas Chasodim means one thing, and we had a kasha, so it does not mean Bikur Chaylim. The Gemara answers, no, Bikur Chaylim also falls into the category of Gemilas Chasodim. That's what the Gemara answers. So again, so we also have to understand the Gemara. We have to understand the Gemara. What else is Gemilas Chasodim? And why did the Gemara, it's upset that the Gemilas Chasodim falls into the category of Bikur Chaylim falls into the category of Gemilas Chasodim. Now, Shivaga wanted a tiny, it could be, the Gemara says in the Dorim that, Abekiva, said, Nofak v'dorash, a person not mevaka chaylim is kilo shayfach domim. So he said, bika chaylim is a different sugin ganzen. It's a gather of shvichas domim, leisamed al dam reyecha. So could be the Gemara held that doesn't fall into the push into category of Gemilas Chasodim. I don't know, it could be it's a different category. It's Leisamed al dam reyecha. It's basic nish. But al koponim, the difficulty to understand Tosfos is okay, the same difficulty is in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, and however we'll understand that Gemara, but we see there was a shakla v'tarye. For some reason, if Bikar Choylem falls into the category of Gemilas Chasodim. Now, let us go further. Before we go further, I just want to say over Aturiyevin. Turiyevin says, in the Mishnah it says, Hapeya v'abikurim v'roi n'gmilus chasodim v'salma teira. So Turiyevin says that there's a difference between Peya bikurim and n'gmilus chasodim and talma teira. By Peya and bikurim, there's a kitzvo v'shir l'mitzvosa. There's a minimum shir. If he doesn't want to be Moisev, he doesn't have to be Moisev. And if he wants to be Moisev, that's what we mentioned before from the Goyin, you could be Moisev on the mitzvah, even though you're not Mechuyev to be Moisev on the mitzvah. Aber Talmud Teure, Iker, Mitzvosoi, V'chiyuvoi, Ein Loishir. The Turi Evan says, but by Talmud Torah and who adin gemilas chasodim begufoi, the ikir mitzvah and the chiyev mitzvah is ein loishir, ala mechuyev lilmoid yoyim v'layla kefi koichoi v'chein gemilas chasodim begufoi. So that means that's the ein loishir. Of Gemilas Chasodim and Talmud Torah is different than the Ein Loy Shir of Peyo Bikurim Behoroi. Now, that was just to explain the Mishnah. Now we'll get into the Sugya, what it's Negei Alonu and Masechtas Chagigim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kisvurim Onu Loimar, we were under the impression, Horoyein Ein Loy Shir Lamailo, that Ha'oyin, he learned, that means the value, the shavius of the Oilas Riyya is Ein Loishir Lamayla. One can buy an expensive Oila, or bring many Oilas, Ein Loishir Lamayla. Avo Yesh Loishir Lamata, but there is a minimum shir of a more kesef. There's a minimum shir min ha'teire. That's how Rabbi Yochanan wanted to learn pshat. Ad shebo Rabbi Shaye berebi v'limit haro'oyen ein loishir loy lamaylo v'loy lamato. No. Min ha'teire, there's no minimum shir also. Avol omru chachomim horiye mo kesef v'chagige shtei kesef. So we have here Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that he had wanted to learn pshat in the Mishnah that there's a shir min ha'teire, how much the oilas riyah has to be worth. So the eilai shir of the oyin means only lamaila eilai shir. There's no maximum shir, but there's ich a minimum shir. Then later Rabbi Shtuli heard from Rabbi Shai Berebi that said that there's no minimum shir also. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kisvur Mayin Eloforish, Ha'ein Leishir Dektoni Hoch, Ha'ein Lemshir Lamailo, Sheyovi Kamo Sheyirtsa, Avalamata Yesh Leishir, Shalai Livchais Mimo Kesef, Kemoi Sheshonina Bimishna Seinu, Voyinu Svurim, we were under the impression, the Shir Diraisa, Ad Shebo Rabbi Shai Berebi Velimit, Berebi Godlo Bedeire, Velimit Shein Leishir, Loi Lamata, Veloi Lamailo Minatoira, אבל חכמים אמרו, כלומר, שירמו כסף ושתי כסף, אומר ששינו, בריא בחגיגים, דבר חכמים אמרו. אבל אמרו חכמים גרסינו. Let us see Taisvis, כי ספור מנולאים עד יש להשאיר למטה, וסביר עלי כי דחתנה בירשלמי דחושב פיה, יש להשאיר למטה. So here we see from Taisvis Klaw, that Taisvis learned that the Mandi Omar that says by Pei Yesh Ashir Lamata means Minatayre. Like, so forget what Taisvis said. So, I mean, what was the Havamina of Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan held Pei is also the same thing. It's Yesh Lashir Lamata, Minatayre. And for that's vegan, it comes into the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is only speaking about the Ein Lashir Lamayla. The Mishnah is not speaking about the Shir Lamata. Let us go further. My ra'oyin. The loshen ra'oyin is shver. What does Rashi say? My ra'oyin, b'leitoni horiye. The Levi mashma, if it would say horiye de me'oyla, how much does the Eilis Riyah have to be worth? Bilo hashte lav b'dome mashme. Now it says, Hore oyoin, elo b'mitzvas Riyas ponim. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that if it would say, Hore Iyah, then the Mishnah is talking about the value of the Eilis Riyah. Eilis Shiyah. But now, since it says Haroyim, so Lav B'Domim Mashma, so we're not speaking about the value of the Oilas Riyah, how much it has to be worth, Ela B'Mitzvah Riyah Sponim. So, L'Chayre, this is Shreklach, because we just learned, the Samemra of Rabbi Yochanan, my Haroyim, Rabbi Yochanan Riyah Sponim. We just learned, Rabbi Yochanan himself had said, Kisvurim on the loyma ain lo shiel a mile of a yesh lo shiel a mata. The Rabbi Yochanan learned shat that the Mishnah is speaking about the value of the Eilas Riyah. Yesh lo shiel a mata, that there's a more kesef. And then they said, no, it's a mochachomim, that's Rabbi Shaya was megalo this. But al koponim we see that the Mishnah is speaking about the shavius of the Eilas Riyah. Now, all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan says, why does it say Haro'oyin? Because we're not speaking about the Shavius, we're speaking about the amounts of times he could be Bo Liroyis Bazore, Aba Mitzvahs Riyas Ponim. So the Marsha asks this question, the Marsha says, Lav B'domim Mashmed, the Rashi have to learn this with a grain of salt. It's not only speaking about the value of the Eilas Riyah, it's also speaking about the mitzvah of Riyas Ponim. Lav B'domim Mashmed, Lav B'domim Greide Mashmed. It's not only speaking about the Domim, speaking about the Riyas Ponim also. That's how the Marsha learns Pshat. Al Kaponim, it was speaking about Riyas Ponim. My heroin is Rabbi Yochanan Omar Riyas Ponim Bazor. That the that is no shear how many times a person could be bo Bazor for Riyas Ponim. Preishlokish Omar Riyas Ponim Bekorbe. Yes, the Mishnah is speaking about the amount of times one can come to the Azor and bring a korban. So Poshe Pshat now is that the Mishnah is speaking about the Indian of Riyas Ponim Bazore, and that's Ein Loy Shir, but now how this Riyas Ponim is, does it have to be with a Korban? Whenever he comes, does he have to bring a Korban, or doesn't he have to bring a Korban? That's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara continues, Be'ikar ha-regel kula almolei pligi. Yontav Rishin is no machloikis. The Riyas Ponim Bekolben. Yuzichan yid Riyas Ponim Bekolben. Ki pligi b'shar yemois ha-regel. The machloikis is in chalamait. The second days. Do you need do you need a riyas ponim bikol? Let's go a little further, and then we'll come back. So Gemara says like this: Kolaycha da osi ve'aisi. Now that what we said is a machloikis b'shal yemois haregel. What is the machloikis shal yemois haregel? So Gemara says as follows: Kolaycha da osi, if he comes ve'aisi and he brings a korban kolam aloi pligi the mekablina mina. There's no machloikis between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. Kafel according to Rabbi Yechon, and if he wants to bring, he can bring. Ki pligi da osa v'loy aisi. He wants to make a riyas ponim without avos korban. Rabbi Yechon and so a riyas ponim ba'azore d'chaleim is da osi leitzorich lasuye. Rabbi Yechon and holds whenever you come, you don't have to bring a korban. Reish Lokish oma riyas ponim bekorban. Now, whenever you come, you have to bring a kol. The cholaim is the osi tzorich lasuyim. Just let's go a little further. Eis veiresh lokish Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo yeirou ponai reiko. This resh lokish asks Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that he could come even though he's not bringing a kol? And it says v'lo yeirou ponai reiko. Omalei beiker haregel. That pasuk is speaking about iker haregel. So now we head in the Gemara as follows. The Gemara said that beiker haregel, beiker haregel amaloi pligi deriyas ponim bekol. Beiker haregel, the first day yontif, everyone holds riyas ponim bekol. And the machlekes is chalamoy. Do you need a riyas ponim? When there is a riyas ponim, do you need havas kolben together with it? Rabbi Yechon holds you don't need, and Reish Lakish holds you do need. Now, what is pshat in beiker haregel kula alme loy pligi that you need a riyas ponim to kolben? So the Turi Evin learns pshat. That means that the first ayyontif, if a person will come five times to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll have to bring a kolben five times. Be'ikar harega kolam v'lo pligi. And that l'chayres pshat in the Gemara is the kasha says, lo yero ponai reikam, you can't come samazai, you have to come with a kolben. She says, yeah, that pasuk is speaking about be'ikar harega. You come yontif, that's sure. You can't come empty-handed. Whenever you come, you have to bring a kolben. The machlekes is, and chalamoid, what is the din? That's how the Turi Evin learns pshat. The Marei Mesodeh wants to say that she didn't find such a loch in the Rambam that there should be such a din. If you come the first day in Yontif five times, you have to bring the Kolben five times. So he wants to say Biker Regel means the first time you come beyond Yontif, you have to bring a Kolben. That's the title Biker Regel, not the first day Yontif. The Brei Mishoda wants to say that Bika Regel means the first time you come in Yontif, you have to bring a kol. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Riyas Ponim Bazor, Kama Pomim Shul Chofetz, Bo Umara Atzmei Bazor, Be'ein Tzor Lovi Kolben B'chol Riyah V'Riyah. Doesn't have to bring B'chol Riyah V'Riyah. Whenever he comes, he has to bring a kol. Bika regel, beyond tevrishin. Beyond tevrishin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eisvei, so now Reish Lakish asked for another kashan Rabbi Yochanan. He learned a baraisa, b'lo yiro, ponai reikom. Bizbochem. Now watch for Reikom, you should not come Reikom. With what should you come with? You should come Bizbochem. Bizbochem means Kolbonis Anishchotis Bisakin Lafuki Menochis and Kolbonifis. Kolbonifis they're not Zvochem. They you make Malika Anoifis. Menochis Bechlaud is not in Zevach. So the Baraisa is telling us that leiroponei reikom bizvochem, you have to bring zvochem. Maybe you bring any type of a korban, oifus and menachis. So the Brais answers, no, v'dinu, no, only zvochim. Nemro chagiga lehedyit, yontiv des achiyiv chagiga lehedyit, v'nemro riyah legvoya, and in yontiv des achiyiv riyah legvoya. Is ma chagiga muro lehedyit zvochim, just like the chagiga, which is lehedyit, is a zevach. You will see in Rashi, Yolan Chalev Chagi, so it's a korban that has Chalev, Chmak to the Chalev, is Ma Chagiga Mura Lehedyet Zvochim, Avriya Mura Legavoya Zvochim. So we learn out Oilas Riya from Chagiga, that just like the Chagiga has to be a Zevach, not an Oif, so Hu Adin, the Oilas Riya has to be a Zevach and not an Oif. Now the Yerushalmi continues on Mahein Zvochim. Now what good has to be a Zevach, but what type of a korban is it? Oilos, it should be an Oilos Riya. Ata Oimel Oilos Eini Elo Shlomim. Maybe you can bring Shlomim for the Chiyav Riya. Vidinu, so the Baisha says no. Well, it has to be Davka Oilos. Nemro chagiga lehedit, we learn out the chiyav riyah from the chiyav chagiga. The nemro riyah legavoya. The chiyav riyah is legavoya. Is ma chagiga hamura lehedit beroi loy. By chagiga, it's a type of a korban that the odom benefits from it. It's a shlomim. Afriya hamura legavoya beroi loy. So the riyah which is alatzeh gavoya, so just like the chagige, which is a tzairech hedyet, so the tzairech hedyet is the tzairech hedyet is a korban that's memala the tzairech hedyet. It's a korban shlomim. It's the same thing. The riya, which is a tzairech gavoya, should be memala the tzairech gavoya. It's made also should be an oilo. Afriya muru legavoya beroy loyin should be an oilo. V'chein bedin, then the Tesefta, the Braises Messiahim, v'chein bedin shlei shulchanach molei v'shulchan raboch reikom. So therefore, so the chiyav riyah should be memale shulchan raboch, therefore it's an oila. Omalei, so he answered him, be'iker horego. That's speaking about be'iker horego. Now, there's a Mayurdik Kashe that Rabbi Kevege asks on this Gemara. And Rabbi Kevege asks as follows. We're bringing down here Kashes on that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the first Kashe was a Pasuk. It says, Le'yiroponai Reikom. You have to bring a korban. So the Mashmois of the Pasuk is, whenever there's a Riyas Ponim, you need a korban. So Rabbi Yechon said, no, Biker HaRegel. The Postik is speaking about Biker HaRegel. Now, the second Bereise, it brings again this Postik, Leiro Pone Reiko. And now, the Bereise delves into the Pshat in the Postik. What's Pshat Reiko? What do you have to bring? You have to bring a Zevach, you have to bring an Oila. And now we ask a Kasha and Rabbi Yechon. Now, what is the Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan? The Kasha is not from the Baraisa. The Baraisa is no Shaykhis at all. The Baraisa is just explaining what type of a Kolm we bring. It's a Zevach, it's a Noilo. That's the Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. So what is the Kasha? The Kasha is because we started with a Posik. So it's the Posik were upon a Reikon. Not from the Baraisa, from the Posik. Now, the Posik already, we asked the Kasha already from the Posik, that the Posik is Leiropon Erekam. So Rabbi Yechanan said, the Posik is speaking about Biker HaRegel. So what was Nishadish, a new Kasha now, from a Baraisa? There's a Kasha from the Baraisa? The Baraisa is Epis HaShaychis with the Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, if there's a Chiyav Kolben in Chalomoy? The Baraisa just brought down the Posik, now we're explaining what's that Shreikon. So in the pasuk we explained already before. So what's the second kasha? Nacham ala kasha, nacham ala teretz. It's a meiridike kasha that Rabbi Kibbeger asks. Lulei de mistafine, I thought perhaps we could try to for Rabbi Kibbeger's kasha. We had mentioned before amachlekes the turei even and the meroi meisode. What is pshat in ikar haregel? Now, according to the Turi Evan, Iker HaRegel means that a person comes the Zarias Ponim 5 times Yontev Rishin, you have to bring a Kolban 5 times. That's the Chalamot. It can be a Zarias Ponim without a Kolban. That's how the Turi Evan learns Pshat. Is let us clear a Shaila. What would it then be if a person... the first day Yontif, he couldn't come to the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. It's the second day Yontif. Second day. So we know there's a din tashlumim. There's a din tashlumim if you didn't bring the Elisriya the first day, you bring it the second day, the third day. There's a din tashlumim. So let's speak about a posha to Shaila. Okay, the second day, he went and he brought an Eilisriya. Now, he wants to come a second time the second day. So, the second day, according to Rabbi Yochanan, come and don't take, you don't have to bring a kol. There's a chiv to bring an Eilisriya. You brought an Eilisriya. Now you want to come and don't take, you don't have to bring a kol. L'chayre, that's poshe. Let's talk about a different child. Let's talk about that, he doesn't have a kolb on the second day. He's first going to get a kolb on the third day. The second day he wants to come stamazoy. He wants to come stamazoy to make a rias ponim without an avos kolb. Will he be permitted to do it? Is lachayre? He should be permitted to do it. I mean, the isa lo yero ponai reikom, that isa, that one is not permitted to come without a kolb, that was said b'ikar haregel. The second day he wants to come without a kolben, let him come gesundheit without a kolben. There's no isa lo yero ponai reikom the second day. Now there's a chiv tashlumim. He has to go. But there's a chiv oilasriya on him. He has to bring an oilasriya. He'll bring it the third day, the fourth day. But al kolponim, they're two different inyonim. And how do we know bechlal that there's a chiv to bring an oilasriya? L'chayra not from lo yero ponai reikom. Because L'chayr L'yiro Ponei Reikam is a different dinin gansen. L'yiro Ponei Reikam is a din you're not permitted to enter the Azor without a Kolman. And that din is speaking about Iker HaRegel. So Kochach is another limut, that you have to bring an Eilus Ria without the din of L'yiro Ponei Reikam. What the limut is, I don't know, but L'chayr are the two different dinim. There's a din Ayit has to bring an Eilus Ria Beregel, that's one din, preferably the first day, the din tashlumim, you can bring the first day, you can bring the second day, and then there's a din lo yero ponai reikom, that whenever you come, you have to bring a kolben. And that din was said by the first day. Im keinem anachnu, so then there's amoyre de kekashe. That means if there are two dinim, there's one din the first day, whenever you come, you have to bring a kolben. That's one din. And there's another din. There's a din that al kaponim beregel, each yid has to go and bring an ilusri. That's another din. Now, the second din, which we learn out, I don't know from where we learn it out, but the second din, now let's also clear the shaila. On the second din, do I have to bring an oila? Can I bring a shlomim? Can I bring a oif? The second then is also a shaila which we have to clear. What kind of kolben do you bring? So it's nageya. So memela could be this was pshat in the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. The kasha Rabbi Yochanan was as follows. Bishleim according to Resh Lakish is only one din lo yero ponai reikom. Whenever you come, you have to bring a kolben. That's the din. It applies all the time. So now the Baraisa said, this din that's mechayiv a person whenever he comes to bring a kolben. So what kind of a kolben? So we bring the posuk lo yero ponai reikom. This is a din that applies kol yemei achag. what kind of korban does one bring? Does he bring a neila? Does he bring a shlomim? Does he bring a knife? That's what the Baraisa is speaking about. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there are two dinim. There's another din. There's a din that is not at all mekusha with lo yiro po nairekem. It's not a din lo yiro po nairekem. It's a din you have to bring beregel neilas ariya, korban riya. So why was the Baraisa boicher this posit? Why did the Baraisa only speak about the din of lo yiro po nairekem? Why didn't the Baraisa speak about this? Another din also. Every yid has to bring a korban riya. What kind of a korban is it? What kind of a korban is it? Is it a knife? Is it a behemoth? Is it a nail? Is it a shlomim? Why did the Baraisa speak about the chiv of leiro ponereikom, which is a din which is only negayah the first day? So Bemisin, that's what Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a meiradike kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Why was the Baraisa only mefarish this posik? There's another limud also that a person has to bring an oil sriya, which is b'chlal not mekusha with leiro upon nairekom. If he didn't bring it the first day, he has to bring it as a chiv to bring an oil sriya. So that was the kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan answers, Bika rekel kamar. Forget the Baraisa wants to explain. This din is also a din. So wants to explain this din. What'll be the din by the second day? Good. So we'll learn out from Pelira Ponerekom. We'll also learn out from Chigige. But the Baraisa Grad is not, the Baraisa is speaking about the din of Leira Ponerekom, not because this is the only halacha that applies. No, this is a law, there is a halacha of Leira Ponerekom, which is Negei in the first day. So the Baraisa is speaking about this din. There's another din, so the other din also has the same halachas. So then the chayre could be that be a shtikel bahalach to fam for Rabbi Kiveges kasha. Eisvek. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. This is a kasha. The also Reish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvek Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oima Shalosh legolim bashone nitztava Yisrael lalis beregel. Bechagamatzos, bechagashavuos, bechagasukos. There's a chiyuv aliyah leregel by the shalosh regolim. Now, in these shalosh regolim, ve'ein nirin chatzoyim. If they're not nirin chatzoyim, mishum shenema kol zechucha. What this means, we'll see later in the sukkah. Ve'ein nirin reikonim. And in the shalosh regolim, ein nirin reikonim. So here, lechayre, it's a good kasha, because the pashtus, the pashtus loshon of Rabbi Yisab Yehuda is, in the shalosh regolim, ein nirin reikonim. You cannot be near a reikonim in the shalosh regolim. Which would seem to say that whenever you come into the Beis HaMikdash, ein nirin reikonim. Mishum shenema v'layiro ponei reikonim. No, the Baraisa is speaking about the first day. The first day Yontif. Let us see Rashi. Biker regel b'yontif rishim b'zvochim tzach lo b'ikolben b'yim azvucha b'sakim lo yosoyif shiv nimlekes nemach higike b'regel l'machol hedyit nemach riyo l'gvoye d'lo yor ponik d'chsiv mashma l'tzoychi ani shoyu. Ma chagige ha amura lahed yitzvochim shal behime, it's a korban from a behime, tachsiv lo yoron chelev chagi ad boike, b'midi dislai chelev, akorv le gavoye koma, b'nirin chatzoyim eforesh le kama. So till now we heard here the kashes that Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan. Eis ve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Shteitach yirei yeroe, ma ani bechinom, Af atem bechinam, just like the Riyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'odom is bechinam, nothing is brought, kav yochav und rabbein shalom mutzayr ha'odom. So when you come, and the lira is ponai, so it's also bechinam, af atem bechinam. So this is klo, not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, that you need a Riyas ponim bekolm, lira ponai reikam, so what's that bechinam? So the Gemara says, al kol heiched da osa, v'loi aisi. if one comes in chalamoit and he doesn't bring a korban at all, the kolam aloi pligi, the ayil mischazik v'nofi, he can go in and he's yaitze. It says it can be bechinim. There's no chiyuv to bring a korban chalamoit. So the Turi Evin says, but in Yontev Gufi, the Gemara never fell off from that. Iker Rego, Yizichiv to bring a Kolben. Afani Bechinim is speaking about Chalamoid, not Iker Rego. Ki Pligi, the Osi, the Icy, if one wants to bring a Kolben, Rabbi Yochanan and Omari is Ponim, Bazori is Ponim, Udain Loshir, or the Kolben Yesh Loshir. One is not permitted to bring a Kolben. Reish Lakish Omar is ponim bekolben. Dafilu kolben nami ein lo yishir. If one wants, one is permitted to bring a kolben. Taisus says that this machlokes is speaking about beyond. It's not like the Turi Evin. Taisus says speaking about beyond Tavrishin, if you're allowed to bring a second kolben. According to the Turi Evin, this has to be speaking about Chalamoid, if you're allowed to bring a kol. If you're allowed to bring a kol. He says, then it would seem that Mani Bechinam, Avatam Bechinam, it has to be Bechinam. And Rish Lakish says, it could be Bechinam, not it has to be Bechinam. Eisveis, Vigmo Esakashe, we learned a posik, Hoike Raglochom, Ibeis Reyachom. You should be machpid raglecho. That means that to make them heavy, that they shouldn't come so often to be beis re'echo, to enter beis re'echo. That means, the moral of Shad, it means that you shouldn't come to bring kolbenes choive in the beis hamikdash. So moral of that means in chalamoid, that's why Rayat Rabbi Yechanan, you can't come and bring oilus riyah in chalamoid. Speaking about korban eschoive, but not oil eschoive. But chatois vashomis, speaking about you shouldn't be choitim nashemim to bring such korbanis. Kedrablevi, drablevi romi ksiv oike raglocho mi beis reyecho, ursiv ove beis chobo oilis, vakert, I will come to bring oilis. Dekash, kam bachatos vashomis, kam bo oilis ushlomim. Tanya nami hoche hoike ragulucha mi beis reyacha bachatois vashomis akosu bedaba. Ata oime bachatois vashomis ei einei elo boilus ushlomim. Shom ovi beis reboilus hashalm lucha nedori os ushlomim omo. Omani mekaim hoike ragulucha mi beis reyacha bachatois vashomis akosu bedaba. Pekertza, there's no kashe on Reish Lakish. Vakel, the Pasuk is speaking about Chatois Vashomis, not Oilus Riyah. What does Rashi say? Chatois Vashomis, Leitechte, Petizokik, Lovi Chatos Voshem, Mibes Riyacha, Mibes Oyavecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekori Yisrael Reyim, Shenema Laman Achai Vereyoy.